An American photojournalist and a South African teacher, held hostage by al-Qaeda militants in Yemen, were killed by their captors during a U.S. Special Forces rescue attempt earlier today. U.S. forces had attempted another rescue late last month. President Obama condemned the murder, and Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel offered his condolences to the families. The American, Luke Summers, had been held captive for more than a year. NPR's Nathan Rott has this remembrance.
Born in England and raised in the U.S., Luke Summers was always struck with a bit of wanderlust. Sean Gillen taught him at Beloit College in Wisconsin.
Luke was, you know, the friend that you had in high school or college that you would find kind of inspiring, I think, because he was kind of willing to go the distance.
Summers worked as a salmon fisherman in the Arctic, lived in Jamaica, and spent time in Egypt before moving to Yemen full-time in 2011. It was there that he took a hobby of photography and turned it into a career. Teak Root is a freelance journalist who worked in Yemen at the same time as Summers.
Now, Luke was an extraordinarily passionate and thoughtful person. And I think what really shone through was his love of Yemen and the Yemeni people. He sort of felt at home there, it almost seemed to me.
Summers' sister, Lucy Summers, who still lives in the U.K., alluded to that comfort in a video she put out last week, pleading with the al-Qaeda militants to spare her brother's life just days after U.S. Special Forces first attempted to rescue him.
When foreign nationals were advised to leave Yemen, Luke refused to go, saying he felt safe and at home there.
He's different than the other journalists. He makes friends, Yemeni friends, local friends.
This is Fuad Al-Qadas, one of those friends, speaking from Sana'a, Yemen's capital.
And he always telling us, give us a hope that things in Yemen will be good.
Qadas says that Summers was living with him before he was kidnapped in 2013. Ever since, when he goes out...
Friends, hey, any news about Luke, hey, we hope he will be fine. Hey, every day they ask about him, really.
And when they heard today's news...
I cannot explain my dad today. My dad couldn't speak, you know. My dad couldn't speak today.
Summers was 33 years old. Nathan Rott, NPR News.